Campbell and Farwell.
Rapid fire.
All right, we've got Sue on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, Sue, we told you a few minutes ago that our theme for Rapid Fire today, if you want to win lunch or dinner at Crossroads Family Restaurant in Elmira, you have to know a thing or two about football. But you said you don't know anything about football.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, Sue, what are you going to do then?
I'm going to cry for Polly.
You'll be the first woman who ever cried for Polly.
Oh, snap. Sue, clearly you know the rules of this game. I have 10 questions in front of me. I need from you 7 correct answers in 60 seconds. But if you don't know an answer...
These are hard.
No, they're not.
They're hard.
You don't need...
No,
Sue, you don't have to
Polly.
Say...
You got Polly.
Yeah, you don't have to say pass if you don't know the answer. You just say...
Polly.
And Polly will swoop in like the squirrel that he is.
But I might intercept because this prize...
Oh, my goodness.
I might spoil it for you because I want the prize.
No, are you guys putting cheese like pass and intercept into
that's
the football rapid fire on purpose?
I thought that's what he was
doing. Because you think you're clever?
All right, Sue, I have faith in you. You're not going to need Polly, but we're going to try this game anyway.
Oh,
are you
yes, I am. Okay.
You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Your rapid fire minute starts in 3, 2, 1.
Sue, how many quarters are in a game of football?
That would be 4.
How many downs do you get in American football?
Polly.
4.
Sue, how many downs do you get in Canadian football?
Polly.
3.
Sue, how many points do you get for a field goal?
1.
3 again was the answer.
Okay.
What's the name of the championship trophy in the NFL? The big game every year.
Grey Cup.
Well, that's the name of the championship game in the CFL. That was the next question. You got it. How about in the NFL, Sue, the other one?
Polly!
Super Bowl!
Super Bowl! Okay, Sue, we call it football. We watch it every Sunday, but Europeans call this other sport football.
Polly!
Soccer.
Which country artist sings the theme song for Sunday Night Football?
Well, she's got really gorgeous legs, but I'm going to say Polly.
That's close enough.
It's not me. It's Carrie Underwood.
Which country artist used to sing the theme song for Sunday Night
Polly.
Football?
Faith Hill.
Sue, damn it. Who's the quarterback for the New England Patriots?
Polly.
No, not me. It's Tom Brady.
Thank you, Polly.
Oh, I love it.
Sue, you know what? You're not getting the prize because now all day I have to think about Polly in a pair of spandex shorts singing the football opening song.
It's
and frankly,
it,
I don't want to.
It's only fair, I get it.
You know what, Sue? The beauty of this is that you cheated just like the New England Patriots
yeah,
and you still
did.
Get to win.
Yep.
She knew the rules of the game. She exploited them. Sue and producer Polly. Sue, I think you have to take Polly to Crossroads Restaurant.
Yeah.
All right, Sue, you hang on the line. Producer Polly, your accomplice over here, I'll tell you how to claim your prize.
Thank you.
That was good. Sue knows how to play this game. She had the option, and Polly knew the answers. Good thing we had a theme that Polly knew something about today.
Yeah. Good thing.
Good thing.
Seriously, I can't stop. I think I'm... Remember those hot pants that Faith Hill had on? Remember?
No.
That's what I'm thinking about.
I,
Polly in those hot pants. You know exactly what kind of hot pants Faith Hill had on.
I didn't even know Faith Hill had pants on. I thought she was in a skirt. I don't
we already
know.
Had this argument. It's hot pants,
well,
remember?
See, no, I don't.
Hot pants.
I don't remember.
Polly in the hot pants.
See, now I'm getting concerned about what's happening here right now. I think it's time to move on.